We are learning with Sech Dushan Daf Pei Beis Amar Alf. We are starting from the brand new Mishnah on top of Daf Pei Beis Amar Alf. Look at the Mishnah. Well, Yimar Odom Ravok Seifrim. A single person, a bachelor, should not teach children in Cheder. Shouldn't teach children, shouldn't be Malamed of children. But like, shouldn't be a teacher of children. Like someone Isha Seifrim. And an Isha, even if she's married, should not teach Seifrim. We'll see in the Gemara why. So a bachelor should not teach children. And a isha should not teach children. A lady should not teach children. Rabbi Lazar, af misha ein lo isha lo yilmid seifrim. Forget about someone who's a bachelor. Even someone's wife unfortunately died. He also should not teach children. And we'll see the Gemara why. Rabbi Yehuda Imer lo yira ravak behema. A bachelor should not be a shepherd of animals. Lo yishanu shnei ravakim et halas echad. And two bachelors should not sleep under one cover. But Chacham matirim and Chacham allow. We'll see in the Gemara why Chacham matir. So the Gemara, my time. What is the reason a Ravok should not teach Seifrim? Ilei mamshum yanuki. If it's because of the children themselves. But the problem is like this: that we find the end of the Mishnah machlekes about two men sleeping together or a person being a shepherd, and that Chacham argue on. So you see Chacham hold. Like the Brisa says, "Vatanya Amr Leil Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Nechdu Yisrael on Mishkav Zacha of Leil Behema." The Klai Yisrael is not Choshud on Mishkav Zacha or on Behema. So why in the race of the Mishnah is everyone asking that a bachelor should not teach Seifrim? Ella, the Gemara says the reason is like this: Ravak Mishum Amsa. The reason why a Ravak should not teach children is because the mothers come to pick up the children, and he might do aveiru with the mothers. And Isha Mishum Avis of the Nuki, and the Isha because of the fathers of the children. Therefore, Isha also should not teach children. Now, the shaila is, what do you do Allah Lamaisa? Could ladies teach children? We find a lot of times playgroup mothers are ladies. So the answer to that is that usually, like the Farshim say in Shulchan Aruch, usually the Baal is Be'ir. The husband is in the city. If the husband is in the city, so there's no problem of. There's no problem of teaching. There's no problem of yichud because the baal is be'ir. But the problem is, what happens if baal is not be'ir? Let's say her husband works in Manhattan. Could she be a playgroup teacher? That's the question. So the answer that since the fathers usually don't go into the house, so therefore it's always like pesach pesuach. They don't go into the house and close the door. They stay outside. So therefore, there's no chash yichud, and that's why these days they're not worried about it. About in a school. That's also not a problem because that's an open space. That's not a makom of yichud. We'll handle here. It's makom of yichud. So therefore, there's other tzurufim. That's why these days we're not worried about these shilas. Rabbi Lozo Emer, af mi she'eino. It says that not only shouldn't a bachelor teach children, but Rabbi Lozo adds on that even if the person's wife dies, lo yom atzerifim. Af mi she'eino isha. So the clear is like this. Abayi luhu, mi she'eino isha klal. What does it mean, Rabbi Lazar, that his wife died? Or even if his wife went away on a trip, maybe then he can't teach children. Rabbi Lazar is adding that on. So there's three levels. There's levels if he's a bachelor. Then there's level that he doesn't have a wife because his wife died, but he was once married, so he's less of a taiva. And the third option is his wife's not home. Does Rabbi Lazar argue in that case? So the Gemara says, "Tashema af mi sheyesh loy ve'ena shriyas loy liyam etzayfrim." There's a price that says, Rav Lazar says that even someone whose wife is not by him also loy yilmad etzayfrim should not teach children. Rabbi Yehuda im loy yira Tanya omer loy Rabbi Yehuda loy nechstu Yisrael miskuv zachav loy abehema. That the Rambam say back to Rabbi Yehuda loy nechstu Yisrael miskuv zachav loy abehema. That there's no chash of miskuv zachav abehema. Even though we had before the Gemara says that certain Amoraim chase away the animals. So we spoke out yesterday from Taisvis that Niru, I read Taisvis again, even though I read it yesterday on that payal based one Taisvis, Niru, the Hani Amoroi Chumra Ba'amakavdi. Why? Because Vanan Kaimla Karabana and the Rav Yehuda, the Amrulai next to Yisrael, miskuv zachav abehema, because that was a Chumra, a special Chumra. Now in Shulchan Aruch Pas Kintaka, there's no problem of chashas yichud by behemah mishkav zachar, and the Shulchan Aruch says, but some people are machmir, like it's a divrei chasidus, like this Gemara, and then the Shulchan Aruch says that these days that there are prutzim, so then you should be worried about yichud of two zcharim, two men. There should be a problem with yichud. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Chavdal says. The lashon is that Vadaris Halalu Sharobu, it's a lesson of the of Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, written in the 1500s. Vadaris Halalu Sharobu HaPritzim Yesho Sarachek Melis Yachid Im HaZocha. It should be Yachid Im HaZocha. And actually there, it's either the Beis Shmuel, Chalkas Poik, or in front of me, the Mepharshim Asara Shulchan Aruch, speak out that in his Dar, which is later, there's no problem with this Pritzim, therefore there's no problem with Yichud. But he says, to sleep on the same bed, for sure is awesome. But Lamaisa, you could tie it, maybe these days, there's more parts again, might be back to the sister of Yichud, but you have to speak to your local Orthodox rabbi. Okay. Zok de Mishnah Vayta. Kol sha'a sokov im hanoshim, lo yisiyachin im hanoshim. Anyone who's a business and who's busy with ladies the whole day, they should not be miyachid im hanoshim. So, Freik Rashi, the Kasha, and everyone else asks, well, so what do you mean, lo yisiyachin im hanoshim? No one's allowed to be miyachin im hanoshim. We had it before, that a man with a lot of ladies is a problem of Yichud, because he could convince them. So I'm saying, Dafka Misha Sokov Iman Oshin Leisiyachid Im Hanoshim, this is Rashi's Kasha. So Rashi answers, no, three ladies are Mutter. This is Rashi Shita, that three ladies is Mutter by a regular person. But if you are Sokov Iman Oshin, then three ladies is Asa. That's Rashi's Pshat. Tosfos comes along and argues at Rashi. He says, even three ladies are Asa. He brings it right from the Gemara, it says, Anoshim Bifnim, Anoshim Bichutz. You see, there's a problem of Yichud even with hybrid ladies, and a lot of ladies. So therefore, Tosfos says different shot in the Mishnah. Tosfos says, of course, even 10 ladies, one man with 10 ladies is also at Yichud. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? The Chiddush of our Mishnah is, even if your wife is with you, we said before in the last Mishnah, Ishta Imoy helps. If your wife is with you, it helps. By a sock of a Noshim, even Ishta Imoy will not help. Because you're busy with Noshim, that will not help. That's Tosfos' Chiddush. There's one other Pshat, and the other Pshat is Punk Farket in the normal way of learning. The Rosh brings out a Ben Hananel's Pshat, that means like this. Of course, you're also to miyachid with ladies. There'll be a havamina that someone who works with ladies is allowed to be miyachid. Why? Because he says, since bavidat tarid, because he's busy with his business, or mishum any yachal lizar, may be mutter. Filahachi lachiz is also, and that's the mishnah. Call sokav asher, even he's also in yichud. And Shulchan Aruch says, what should you do if you are sokav v'man asher, lest you land up being yichud? What should you do? Like it's panasa, right? Panasa is very important. Zok, this is a very eye-opening Shulchan Aruch. He says, if such a master is like that, he says, either make sure your wife is with you, because this man, the not like Tosfos, holds a wife with you, helps, or he says, get a new job. That's the new thing. That's the eye-opener. People don't have that. If it doesn't work out, that if your job causes you visurim, get a new job. That's what it says. That means if someone has a certain issue in his job that has a problem with a surim, it's not mutav because b'shem panasa, you get a new job. As it says in the Shulchan Aruch, which is a very important Shulchan Aruch that people don't know. Okay. Right. Kol sha sokav im anoshim, lo yisiach im anoshim. Now the first thing, we had a nice, good rant on that one. Lo yimad odom es benoi umnis hanoshim. Lo yimad odom es benoi umnis hanoshim. You should not teach your child umnis of noshim. Like we just said, it can make problems, and therefore you shouldn't teach your child a business that's busy with ladies. Rameya oimer, lo oilum yimad odom es benoi umnis nekia vikala. That a person should always teach his child a umnis nekiyah v'kala. When you teach them, the halacha is before we had in the first parak, that one of the things a father has to do for a son, teach him a trade. So when he teaches his son the trade, make sure it's a nekiyah v'kala. We'll see what example of that, but nekiyah v'kala means that it's clean, which is no gezel, v'kala, and it's not so hard. V'yispala l'misha oyshev v'nechasim shloiz. Now it doesn't help teaching him the trade, you also have to daven. And daven to the Hashem who are oisher v'anachosim shloy. Everything is tagar's baruch hu. Shein umnis, shein v'anias v'ashiris. There's no type of umnis. There's no anias v'ashiris. There are plenty of lawyers who are on Temcha Shabbos. It's nothing to do with the job. Ein umnis, shein v'anias v'ashiris. Shaloy anias mina umnis, v'loy ashiris mina umnis. Anias or the ashiris don't come from the job itself. Ela kol l'fis chusse. Everything is l'fis chus. Now, what does it mean a kol l'fis chusse? Zok Tosfos, a kol l'fis chusse is zok Tosfos peres l'fi mazaloi. The bonei chayim mazoni lo v'es chusse tali milsa, ela b'mazal tali milsa. Tosfos learns chusse means your mazal. The mashah doesn't like it because mashah says loshon z'chusse doesn't sound like it. But there is a gemara that says everything tali mazal. Zok the mashah that with your chusse you could break your mazel. And even if someone has a mazel to be an oni, if he has a big enough schus, he can even break that mazel. And that's what means the call of his schus. So that's what Mashal learns. Rav Shimon Bar Elazar Eimer. Re'isim yamecha chayiv oif sheshlam umnes. You ever saw a chayiv oif that has a job, brings in parnasa? Still, they don't go to work. Behem esparas v'shloi v'tzar. They get parnasa without tzar. V'aloy l'nivru l'shem sheni. Those animals are just to work for me. V'aniv reit shamish kaini. We humans, we yidden, we mishamish the karz baruch hu. And didn't just find shloim tzar? We should also get without going to work. Ella sharati ma'isav ikapachdes parnasasi. Which really Adam Rishon started before Adam Rishon for the chait. He didn't have to work for parnasa. The parnasa came by itself. And now, after Adam Rishon's chait, and we continue this chait, therefore we have to work for our panasa. Agav, you know, someone was asking him, the animals have panasa? Terry says, panasa doesn't mean going to Florida. Animals don't go on trips on private jets to Florida. Doesn't mean panasa. Panasa means they have enough food. So also, we would also have enough to eat and be able to learn the whole day and have everything we need. Have a house with food, we would have, if not for the chait of Adam Rishon. The extra stuff of Machova. Abba Gurion ish tzadyan oimem Hashem Abba Gurion. Lo yimur odom es benoi chamar. So these next few things are all jobs which cause a person to steal. So he says, shouldn't teach your son to be a chamar, which is a donkey driver, gomel, camel driver. So those two, Rashi explains that they're in the service business. And a lot of times they have a trip, they have to take a trip somewhere, and they charge different money, they change the conditions, they change the contract. And also, they also on the way, they're hungry, they steal things from different properties, they need a drink, they chop a soda here. That's what they do. So therefore, there's gnevis happening. Kadar is someone who works, is a bal kaderos. Also, there's chash there of gneva. And Safon, Safon is a sailor. Also, he changes the contracts. Roya, that's someone who's a shepherd. He goes to other people's fields. Vechemvini, that's a store owner. He's Rashi says melumid ba'inoa. He can rip off people. Shum nasam umnis listen. These umnis are inevitably to be cause geneva. Rav Yudaim v'Shmoy hachamarim, the donkey drivers Reuben v'Shalom, the mostly rishaim. Why? Because they steal from people, and therefore the Reuben Rishon, v'hagamalim Reuben Ksherim. But the camel drives Reuben Ksherim. Why? Because they go on long trips through the midbar, through the deserts, and they're very scared, and therefore they daven to Hashem, and they become better people from that. Hasafanim Reuben Chasidim. The tailors are Reuben Chasidim. Most the sailors are Reuben Chasidim. Why? Because the sailors, they go out into the sea, and a lot of times there's storms, and they daven. They're even bigger level than the gamalim. It's even more dangerous. Toiv Shiva Reifim, the best doctors look at him. What's the reason? Rashi says, first of all, because he never davens to Hashem. He's not scared of being sick because he could heal himself. And also, he kills people. A lot of times he doesn't heal people because they're not paying him, or he could inadvertently kill people while trying to heal them. And therefore, Toiv Shiva Reifim Lekahenim. The best tabachim are Shutva Shalom Malik, which means a lot of times, because of money, they michael people in the velos. And the Tosfos Rosh says Amalek stands for Amlak, which means that they're like a dog that runs after Nevela, and therefore a tabach that serves Nevela to his customers is similar to Amalek. Rabbi Naroya, Maniach, any kolam l'shava, oylam any melamed as bnei ala Torah. Rabbi Naroya says, I leave all the trades, any trade of oylam, any melamed as bnei ala Torah. I teach him Torah. Torah is the best of schara. She adam oichel mischara by elmazeh, eat from the schar in this world, va karen kiyam zahaba, and the karen's kiyam forever. V'shar kolam l'shava, any kiyam, doesn't work like that. Because she adam balo dechayli, if a person gets sick, or they zikna gets older, or they surim, ve'yoch lasik melachtoi, and they can't work, he doesn't get paid. Harei meis barav, he doesn't die in hunger. It saves you from all bad. When you're younger, when it says like achris v'tikva v'zeknusay, it gives you koyches when you get older. Pasuk says benarusay ma'oyme v'koyve Hashem yichlifu koyach. So the people learn Torah when they're younger; they get a lot of koyach. V'zeknusay ma'oyme oid yenuvim v'sevet. It'll still sprout when they get older. You're still going to use that schar when you get older. Even when they get older, still he had everything. And when sinu sha'asa Avram Avinu, it's called harikula actually nitna. And you see, Avram kept the call to harikula. Shnama ikav hashama Avram v'koyli v'yishba mishmarati mitzvaysay chukasay v'seresay. First pasuk in Torah that Avram kept the whole Torah. And therefore, when he got older, he was Berach as Avraham Mikhail. The only question is, the Rav Naroya Pashtus is Rav Meir. They both come from the word light. There's Gemaras that say Rav Meir, Hainu Rav Naroya. So Shalaj Rav Meir said before, teach your son a clean and kala, Nakiya Vakala, a trade. And here it says, teach him Torah. So it's Stira. So the Mepharshim answer that, of course, not every child is going to be able to learn Torah for the rest of his life. That's not unreasonable. Most people need a job. So it means if a person, most people can need a job, get him a job, that's the key of a kala. If you see his son is exceptionally big masvin and he wants to learn Torah, that's the best discharah. That's the best thing. Better than teaching him a trade. That's what Rabbi Nairoi teaches us. Better than giving him a trade. This whole bi'alacha and shulchan about this in Mishnah Berurah, about this. Balak upon him, there is an option we call Shevet Levi that could sit and learn and not take a omnis.